children that when you tell them that in school, they think that that's just most incorrect. Yes, they don't like them, think that's right at all.
Well, what would you say if you were pointing out, say, a man, you know, again, not using his name, you say, oh, that's just...
That's just him?
Right. And a female, then you'd say that's...
Huh.
And several people, you'd say that's...
Them?
Yes, ma'am. And comparing how tall you are, you might say something like, well, he's not as tall as...
As I am.
Yes, ma'am. Or the other way around, you might say, well, I'm not as tall as...
He is.
Yes, ma'am. Or comparing how well you can do something, you might say, well, he can do it better than...
Than I can.
Or, for example, if a man had been running for 2 miles and after the second mile he just had to quit, you'd say, well, 2 miles is he could go.
Is too far, too much?
Or 2 miles is the he could go. When you're talking in terms of limits, you know.
Yes. I don't know.
Would you ever say something like 2 miles is the farthest he could go, or
something like that?
Okay. Talking about owning something, if something belongs to me, I say that's
mine.
Right. And if it belongs to you, I'd say that's
yours.
And to him, that's
his.
And to her,
hers.
And to them,
theirs.
Yes, ma'am. If you've had several people come over to see you, to visit, and they're about to leave, if you were addressing them as a group, you might say, well, now, come back again.
Y'all, come back again.
Is that what people say around here? Do they say y'all or you all or which one?
You all.
They say you all? Is it pretty even between the two, y'all and you all? Or is one used more than the other?
Well, I guess it's pretty even because there's very little difference in the sound of the two words, really. But I, you know, they just make so much fun of that y'all come.
I like it myself.
Well, I don't know how else, but I mean, that's just one of our expressions, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What about the, if you were expressing ownership like that, maybe say a group of people that own something together, you might say something, well, now is that car?
Theirs.
Okay, or have you ever heard people use y'all or you all, you know, to indicate ownership? Is that car?
Yes.
What would they say?
Does that car belong to y'all?
To y'all.
Y'all.
Okay. Or if you had to put that in front of the car, put y'all.
Is that y'all's car?
Right. Or have you ever heard people use you all that way?
Mm-hmm.
What would they say then?
Well, I don't know now. Let's see. Is that you all's car? All right.
Okay.
Most of the time, though, you'd say y'all's car.
Ever heard anybody say y'all's?
Mm-mm.
Ever heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Say, for example, if I had been to a party and you didn't get to go, and I was telling you about it afterwards, and you wanted to know the people who were at the party, everybody who was there, you would probably ask me what?
Who was there?
Okay. And say if I had been to church and you didn't get to go and I was telling you about it later and you wanted to know what the preacher said, you would probably ask me what?
What was assuming about?
Okay.
What did the preacher say?
Okay.